So I have been interning here for this year, and as part of the internship, I am to preach a sermon. So when I knew that, and learning of the theme for Lent this year, the line that really struck me was, which God of Scripture will we follow? So I said to Susan, I have an idea, so here I am. I'm a student at Lancaster Theological Seminary, and last term I took a New Testament class where the major assignment for the class was to take a passage from one of the Gospels and really dig into it using all of the biblical critical tools that we had learned and write a paper on it. So I decided on this passage that Deb read because of my daughter. Her name is Drew. She's 24 years old, and she gave me permission to talk about her. She didn't show up. I thought she might be here, but she's not. A few years ago, Drew got a tattoo reading Talitha Kum. That's Aramaic script on her ribcage. And her tattoo is connected to this biblical story, where Jesus heals a little girl who is 12 years old by saying Talitha Kum, which means little girl, get up, and then healing her. I remember when Drew came home and told me that she got this tattoo, which was her first and, as far as I know, her only tattoo. It was clear to me that this was not an impulsive decision. She had been in a season for some time of transformation and transition. There was this new thing emerging in her. And I saw it. I could see it. When she was very young, I often heard from teachers comments like, Drew is really cooperative and helpful. She's very good at following directions. She described herself in conversation with her. She described herself as timid and afraid. But those descriptors didn't fit anymore in what I watched emerging in her, and they certainly don't fit in her anymore as a 24-year-old woman. The new adjectives that I would use for her now would be strong and someone who can speak truth in difficult circumstances, someone who knows how to stand up for herself and stand up for others who may not have a voice. She works in HR now, and what I hear in her is a passion for employees to get a fair shake. In conversation with her, it was clear that there was a spiritual aspect to this part of her journey. There was an invitation in it. Little girl, get up. So this was my passageway into looking at this biblical account for this assignment. So this story of Jesus healing this little girl is part of what scholars call a Markan sandwich. Markan, just because it's in the Gospel of Mark, and the author of Mark uses this technique where he starts a story, and then he interrupts the first story with a second story, and then finishes the first, hence sandwich. The technical term, if you care, is intercalation, and it just means wrapping one story around another. Scholars suggest that we are invited by this technique to compare and contrast the two stories. They're meant to be told together. So when I began to study this story of Jesus healing a 12-year-old girl, I found another story tucked inside of it. So the first story starts with a synagogue leader, Jairus, whose daughter is very sick, dying, and he begs Jesus to come and heal his daughter. Jesus agrees, and they set off. And then eventually Jesus does heal this little girl. But in the middle of this story, there is an unnamed woman in the crowd, this crowd that's following Jesus, who had been bleeding for 12 years. She had spent all her money on doctors, but her problems just got worse. And a lot of what I'm about to say is from scholars. I read a lot of people who talked about this story. So a lot of what I'm saying is ideas of other people. And if you really care, email me and I'll send you the paper. So we can assume that her bleeding would have made her infertile, which in this culture would have had really negative social implications for her. Another scholar points back to Leviticus 15 and says that her bleeding causes her to be ritually impure. And certainly there was a social taboo, if not a religious taboo, around that, for her to even be in public, and particularly for her to be touching other people. And this woman touches Jesus, uninvited in this story, apparently without his knowledge. And in the story, Jesus doesn't even seem to be aware of who touched him, but knows that power went out of him. In fact, he asks, "Who touched me?" And his disciples say to him, "There's so many people so close, how could we possibly know?" But he continues to say, "Who touched me?" And it's at this point that this trembling woman comes forward, falls at Jesus' feet, and tells him the whole truth. So in summary, this nameless woman, probably poor, with very little social standing, possibly an outcast, ritually unclean, touches Jesus uninvited and is healed. Jesus doesn't seem to know what happened, which to me was kind of shocking as I read this. One scholar said she may have thought she was stealing Jesus' healing. And that may have been apparent to the crowd, this perception that she may have been stealing. Another scholar wrote a very detailed article talking about the medical understanding in the Roman world at this time. And she said this clearly made Jesus look weak. It actually made him look feminine rather than masculine. The fact that power left his body, particularly without his knowledge. So there's multiple things here that could make Jesus look weak. He didn't know what happened. He could have looked like he was the victim of theft. Power left him without his knowledge. And at this point in my researching of this, I kept coming back to expecting Jesus to be harsh with this woman. I think I would have been. And Jesus does this sometimes. He has harsh words for people. He certainly at times lets people know he doesn't like, he's not approving of what they're doing. But not in this case. Instead, the story tells us that Jesus said this: "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." This is a short sentence, but there's a lot packed in there. And I can see four parts in this sentence. First, Jesus calls her daughter. In our New Testament, this unnamed woman is the only individual that Jesus calls by this title of daughter. The role of family, in particular in the book of Mark, was emphasized. Jesus cared about family. Just two chapters previous to this one, Jesus emphasizes, "Who is my mother and my brothers and my sisters?" when people were talking about his physical mother and brothers and sisters. Also in Mark's gospel, Jesus calls God in heaven Abba, which is this intimate word for father, close to papa or daddy. And I am suggesting that calling her daughter is significant to Jesus and to Mark in telling this story. The second thing Jesus says is, "Your faith has made you well." And I'm going to hold that and talk about that in a moment. Third, he offers her peace and shalom. And fourth, he says, in our translation, "Be healed of your disease." But if you remember, this woman touched Jesus' cloak and was instantly healed. She was already healed. One scholar suggested that a better translation for this would be, "I bless your healing," or "keep your healing." So I want to come back to the second part of that statement that Jesus says to this woman: "Your faith has made you well." So Jesus praises the faith of this woman. And the question that arises for me is, what is faith in this moment? What constitutes this woman's faith? What is Jesus praising in her? And I am suggesting that this is what Jesus is calling faith. Her willingness as a person of little power to act, to bring about her healing, her guts, her agency, and together with this, her faith in Jesus and her courage and honesty in telling the whole truth as she comes before Jesus. For me, this seems to present a certain perspective on Jesus and scriptural faith that's a little bit different than I may have known in the past, particularly as a woman. I remember receiving an invitation to a Christian women's group whose name was GLOW, Godly, Loving, Obedient Women. And I was sharing this with my husband as I was talking through this preparation for this sermon, and he told me about the name of a men's group that he was familiar with, Men of Iron. And I thought about switching those, Godly, Loving, Obedient Men. And Women of Iron. And clearly we hear, we laugh. It doesn't fit the script. You know, we know the script. And it's interesting that the script is in our scriptures too. One of the things that I noticed here is that there's three women that, two that I've talked about already and one that I will talk about, and that's Jairus' daughter, this hemorrhaging woman, and Peter's mother-in-law, and all three of them, they had names, and we don't get to know what their names are, but the men have names. So there is a script. And this story doesn't fit the script. We have a woman who looks strong, and Jesus looks weak. And Jesus doesn't seem to get upset by this. So is it possible that in this story, Jesus is flipping that narrative that we hear, where women are supposed to be weak and men are supposed to be strong? Okay, so now to go back to the first story. Remember, this was the story in the middle. Jesus is on his way to heal the 12-year-old girl. In fact, people say she's dead. Scholars argue about that. And Jesus gets there and chooses to heal her by taking her by the hand and saying, "Little girl, get up." And in studying this, what stood out for me was the manner in which Jesus chooses to heal this little girl. "Little girl, get up." He offers her a hand in her own healing. He offers her agency. So, and for my paper that this came from, I thought about, okay, this seems to stick out in a different way, the way that Jesus heals this girl. So I made a chart of all of the healings for physical, all of the physical healings in the book of Mark and how Jesus healed people. And this one really does stand out as offering someone agency. There's a similar story where Jesus comes to someone who's sick in bed, a woman, and heals her, and that is Peter's mother-in-law. And what he says to her, the verse says, this is Mark 1, 31, Jesus came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. The fever left her, and she began to serve them. So this one fits the script that would be familiar with me, where Jesus lifts her up. In the case of Peter's mother-in-law, he did not offer her the same agency that he did for this little girl. He stood her up. There are two other times in Mark's gospel that Jesus offers those he heals some agency in their own healing. But both of those times, there's extenuating circumstances. There are people who are accusing Jesus or trying to trap him. And he, in response to that, says to one man, "Pick up your mat," and to another, "Stretch out your hand." But those aren't quite as clear to me as this one, where there's no crowd, there's very few people there, and Jesus says to this little girl, what does he say? "Little girl, get up." Thank you. So he offers her agency. So remember that this is a Mark and sandwich, two stories tied together, and we're invited to compare these stories and understand why they are put together. And I would invite you to wrestle with that question too. But for me, where I ended up was this question. Is it possible that Jesus was inspired by the faith of this hemorrhaging woman? And because of this, he gave the little girl a hand in her own healing. And that felt really important to me, that connection of a woman who had little power and who reached out and in some ways brought about her own healing, and how this may have affected Jesus. So I'll leave that with you to wrestle with also. And before I finish, I'd like to say that I have a disclaimer. I have a concern as I finish this message. I think we live in a world where a lot of people fight for themselves when they already have power and they hurt others who are disempowered. And I do not want to be a proponent of that. At one point in my life, I needed to claim my own agency. I was a person of little power. That's not true for me anymore as much as it once was. I find myself often in the position of someone who has more power than someone else. So what I would like to say as I close is that I see, and dare I say, what I think Jesus would like to see is all of us having what we need and having access to our own healing and our own empowerment. Amen.